This is the World History Unit 1 test on prehistory and the rise of civilizations. Question number 1. Blank is the period before writing was developed. Is it A, the Neolithic Age, B, archaeology, C, ancient times, or D, prehistory? Number 2. The real change in the Neolithic Revolution was the A, movement away from eating just fruits and grains to eating meat. B, discovery of new caves. C, shift from hunting and gathering to systematic agriculture. Or D, development of bowls and spoons. Number 3. The term Homo erectus means what? A, wise human being. B, upright human being. C, tall humans. Or D, old stone. Number 4. Paleolithic peoples were nomads because they had no choice but to A, flee from the woolly mammoth. B, move on after they had depleted the land. C, escape the pollution they caused. Or D, follow animal migrations and vegetation cycles. Number 5. The use of fire by early humans reminds us that A, they ate only food cooked on a fire. B, sometimes they adapted by changing the environment, not themselves. C, they were fascinated by fire. Or D, they were cold all the time. Number 6. Which of the following describes the role of men in Neolithic times? A, they made stone soup. B, they worked mostly at the home settlement. C, they cared for the children. D, none of the above. 7. What led to men playing a more dominant role in society? A, being away from the home settlement. B, doing primarily domestic chores. C, obtaining food and protecting the settlement. Or D, caring for children. Number 8. The ability to acquire food on a regular basis meant humans A, had less control over their environment. B, could give up their nomadic ways of life and begin to live in settled communities. C, could use animals as pets. Or D, could use fire to cook their food. Number 9. Historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilizations as A, vehicles, use of fire, nomadic lifestyle, hunting and gathering, and technology. B, villages, temples, trade, tools, use of fire, and armies. C, the use of metals, weapons, houses, food, religion, and art. Or D, cities, governments, religion, social structure, writing, and art. We should be flipping the page. Number 10. A common characteristic of early civilization, such as the Nile River Valley, Mesopotamia, Indus, and the Yangtze River Valley, was that they were all A, industrialized societies, B, monotheistic, C, dependent on fertile land, or D, dependent on each other for trade. Number 11 is a document-based question. I'll read the document first. The rampant flood, which no man can oppose, which shakes the heavens and causes earth to tremble, in an appalling blanket folds mother and child and drowns the harvest in its time of ripeness. And that's from a Mesopotamian poem. The question asks, which phrase in the poem illustrates the helplessness the Mesopotamians felt? A, which no man can oppose. B, causes earth to tremble. C, in an appalling blanket. Or D, drowns the harvest. Number 12. The ancient civilizations of Mesopotamia and Egypt were similar in that both cultures A, developed along rivers. B, used the ziggurat form for their temples. C, established trade routes to China. Or D, used a hieroglyphic writing system. Number 13. One reason for the development of an early civilization in the Tigris-Euphrates river valleys was that A. The location protected the people from land invasion. B. Periodic flooding left rich soil, which was ideal for farming. C. These rivers provided a direct trade route between Europe and Asia. D. These rivers flowed into the Mediterranean Sea. Number 14. Which two rivers run through the Fertile Crescent? Is it A. Tigris and Euphrates rivers? B. Tigris and Nile rivers? C. Nile and Euphrates rivers? Or D. Jordan and Nile rivers? Number 15. Early urban civilizations all developed religions primarily A. To make laws and regulate lives. B. To explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of existence. C. To keep accurate records. Or D. To portray gods and goddesses or natural forces. Number 16 is also a document-based question, so I will read the document first. The climate of this country is warm and equable, without frost or snow. The people are very well off, without poll tax or official restrictions. Only those who farm the royal lands return a portion of profit of the land to the king. If they desire to go, they go. If they like to stop, they stop. The kings govern without corporal punishment. Criminals are fined according to circumstances, lightly or heavily. Even in cases of repeated rebellion, they only cut off the right hand. From Faxian, describing life under the Guptas. According to the passage, which was not a punishment for criminals in Gupta India? Is it A. Being fined? B. Having their right hand cut off? C. Being put to death? Or D. Both A and B? Number 17 is also a document-based question. The map is of ancient Egypt, and it shows where different cities and physical features are located. The question for number 17 asks, in which part of Egypt are the Great Pyramid and Sphinx located? The choices are A, Lower Egypt, B, Upper Egypt, C, Nubia, or D, Western Desert. Number 18. In India, the caste system is a social practice that determines a person's occupation, personal associations, and marriage partner. The caste system is also reinforced by elements associated with reincarnation, such as karma and dharma. This situation shows that historically, the caste system A. Helped eliminate ethnic and religious rivalries. B. Has promoted social mobility within Indian society. C. Has been stronger in urban areas than in rural. Or D. Has been a way of life as well as an element of religion. Number 19. The Mesopotamian religion, which identified nearly 3,000 gods and goddesses, can be described as A. Cuneiform, B. Patriarchal, C. Polytheistic, or D. Theocracy. Question number 20. A theocracy is a government in which A. Leaders rule by divine authority, B. The military ruled the people, C. Only women could rule, or D. A council of elders makes all the laws. Remember that your test should say Form A in the space near your name. Make sure your name is on your answer key, and don't be afraid to go back and check your work again before turning in your test. That is the end.